And let's start. Mandy, before I start the meeting, is there anybody on?
Yes, we have, looks like one, maybe two people on now.
So we have a few folks on then.
I can only see two.
Okay, at least we do have, we at least have a partial audience. Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is March 15th, 2021, and this is the Town of Curry Beach public hearing. And the purpose of this meeting is here, and the purpose of this hearing is to receive comments on proposed text amendments to the following sections of Chapter 15 zoning of the Town of Curry Beach Code, and on the zoning map amendment for the proposed downtown preservation overlay district overlaying the existing B1 business district. 15.08.100, the overlay district. 15.08.110 K Avenue Mixed Use Overlay District, 15.08.120 Downtown Preservation Overlay District, and 15.08.040 District Regulations. Notice of this public hearing was posted at Town Hall and on the Town's website on March 1st, 2021, and published as legally required by North Carolina General.
To unmute yourself, press star 6. I can't see who's on the meeting, so I was trying to mute who was talking in the background. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, but it's hard to hear. Can't hear. You are no longer muted.
Continuing. Notice of the public hearing was posted at Town Hall and on the Town's website on March 1st, 2021, and published as legally required by North Carolina General Statute 168-20 in the newspaper on March 3rd, 2021 and March 10th, 2021. A copy of the proposed amendments were on file in the office of the clerk. There's proposed text amendment to the historic district. There's consistency statement for historic district, consistency statement for the PTAs, and the design standards final version 5 red line. All these documents are posted and available. We are now open for public comment.
I have one email I need to read out to you guys.
You have a question?
I have one email I need to read for council.
Okay.
Hi, this is Megan Russo. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. So I provided an email to Ms. Sanders. I am a property owner with LLC that falls directly in the middle of this historic overlay that's been proposed. And I am respectfully requesting that any vote on this matter is postponed at 2 weeks' time is not sufficient. I understand that it's been posted in the paper and it was posted online. But the first notification that I had of this was via regular post on or about the 8th of, or 9th of March. I took one day to review the document. I sent it to my real estate attorney for him to review it. He has not had an opportunity to complete review. And there are significant implications to this proposal from the standpoint of a property owner in any of those overlay districts. Over.
From understanding what you said, you believe that you have not had enough time to review this document. Is that your point?
Absolutely. Well, yes, sir. That's one of my points. It was dated the 1st of March, as you already mentioned.
Yep.
I did not receive it until regular post on or about 8 or 9 March, which was last week. And I have, I looked at it. I had basically one business day to thoroughly review the document. I sent it to my attorney. He is not in Wilmington. He has not had an opportunity to review it thoroughly for land use and other implications. I firmly believe, and I'll just, if you will allow me, I'll just read the statement that I typed up. So, as I mentioned, the public hearing was dated 1 March. I received it 8 or 9 March via regular post. Reviewed the proposed changes to the zoning and then forwarded the documentation to my attorney to obtain a clear understanding of the document's implications as it pertains to my property at 209 K Avenue. I only took one day, so I didn't sit on it. I took one day to review the document, then forwarded it to my real estate attorney the following day, leaving only one full business day for my attorney to review the document, ascertain its implications, and how it affects our property. This process has not afforded sufficient time for my attorney or I to review the document and the proposals at hand. The proposed changes may have a direct and adverse implication and impose restrictions on my property as 209 K Avenue is in the center of the proposed historic preservation overlay. I must respectfully and plainly request that any decision on these proposed zoning changes to include but not limited to additional governance changes be deferred until such time that my attorney and I have had a reasonable amount of time to discern the implications of the proposed changes. I believe these changes may be overreaching and result in a significant negative outcome financially for my LLC as well as long-term residential tenants who reside there and work in the community. I believe it will cause, it has the potential to cause financial harm, and I need to make sure that that's not the case. For this reason, I would hope the town council to include the Planning and Zoning Commission, as well as the Historic Preservation Committee, would agree to my request for a reasonable amount of time to review the document as presented. Excuse me, was there a question?
It was someone else.
No, somebody else, someone else jumped in, so I'm waiting for you to tell me you're complete with your statement. Hold on. We just need one person talking at a time, and this lady is now communicating with us. Please wait your turn.
Yeah, let me get you a treat. That was so good. You hear that guy just dropped?
Got him.
And everyone, please keep their mic.
So
I'm allowing you to continue.
Yes. Please continue, because we're listening patiently to what you have to say, ma'am. Council is being attentive.
Okay.
Please continue.
Thank you. Okay. First, of note, so I shared with you that I don't believe there's enough time, and I also, at first glance of the document, believe that there may be some overreach with regard to land use and property rights of me as a property owner in Curie Beach. So, that being said, the rest of my statement of notes, I must commend the town of Curie Beach for showing outstanding initiatives to preserve a rapidly declining opportunity to safeguard history, as well as the nostalgia of a family-oriented community beach environment. I do enjoy spending my summers on these very beaches growing up. If I may, let me fully introduce myself, not only as a property owner in Curie Beach and future full-time resident, as I intend to retire here, but as a daughter of Old Wilmington and the product of the historic preservation culture that you're trying to create. I grew up in it. My father, Augustus Gus Beeman Moore, was one of the original primary visionaries behind the restoration of Old Wilmington. In a span of roughly 21 years, my father restored and returned 16 historic properties to the real estate book in the historic district of Wilmington, North Carolina. A former president of the residents of Old Wilmington, he could see the beauty of what could be and had been, and understood the importance and responsibility of preservation. My sister and I lived in 6 of those 16 properties and not only witnessed but actively participated in his efforts and adopted his sense of responsibility to preserve. He passed that legacy and that understanding on to us. So as you progress through this endeavor, you will find that I may be one of your biggest supporters going forward, as I have already put so much time, effort, and expense into cleaning up Fairview Cottages down on K Avenue, doing our best to restore and preserve that historic element that you see. I hope to continue to support your efforts while maintaining a reasonable balance between property owner and governance, thus not slowing the momentum already gained. And that concludes my statement. The email that I sent has my contact information, and I stand by for any questions or concerns. And my name is Colonel Amy Russo.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. This is a public comment meeting, so we appreciate your comments. Are there any others who would like to make comments? Any individual that previously was speaking, would you like to make a comment?
Mayor.
Yes, John.
Can we ask Ms. Russo when she thinks her attorney may have a response?
The interesting point, and I mean this is just, I guess we can have some degree of discussion on this, but the point is the legalistic requirements of the state of North Carolina have been met. There have been several notices about discussions on this with planning and zoning and others, though I do respect that not everybody is up to speed on certain points as we go through these things through town, and they do have some degree of importance.
Well, I think John's question is reasonable.
Yes, sir.
When do you think you ask us for a delay, but we want to make sure we understand what your request was, ma'am?
We can't make a decision today anyway. We're not. Since it's virtual,
well,
so we have to make a decision next week.
A reasonable amount of time, I believe that you.
A week.
I believe that you have hearings every month, correct? And public and council meetings on a monthly basis. Is that the frequency?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. So I could. It would be reasonable that I would be able to get sit down with my attorney and have him go through the documents and understand the implications and reply back to you prior to that meeting. Would that be reasonable?
It may be reasonable, ma'am. It may be reasonable, ma'am, but I'm going to ask our attorney a question here. Since we met, we can push out potentially when we want to make a decision. However, I am worried that moving the meeting for one response, and then we set it up for next month, and somebody else says, gee, I didn't know about this, and I just found out about it, and I want to wait for my response. So if you could give me some direction on that.
Well,
hang on, ma'am. I'm asking our attorney. Okay.
I'll wait for
the attorney. Mayor, my comments would be as follows. From a procedural point of view, we've gone to the letter of the law and beyond in providing notice. Number two, as an attorney, particularly having worked with real estate attorneys, I think the approach that HPC has taken and PZC has taken with respect to these text amendments is to keep them fairly streamlined, easy to digest, flexible, and palatable. But the main point is this. I'm sorry, what's your last name, Ms. Russo?
Ms. Russo.
Ms. Russo is asking.
I would tell you that there are some other things to take into consideration. Granted, I'm not questioning that you all have done due diligence by the letter of the law, but I think there are some things to consider from the standpoint that we have been in a state of a pandemic for a year. And that impacts communication. It impacts the infiltration of communication. Not only that,
I am an active duty colonel in the United States Air Force, and I don't live in state. And so while it may seem reasonable for folks that live there in Curie Beach to have only a week to look at a document, less than 5 business days even, to review a document for implications that could cause financial harm, and they could. I have had about 80 to 90% occupancy finally, and I'm very starting to recover from the last hurricane. And all of the governance changes and the process that's got to be adhered to without full review of my understanding could cause me to lose tenants, could cause me delays in making repairs that have to be made in the interest of safety. So I think considering the fact, and I would just ask you to consider this, this is not a normal state of affairs for normal business operators, being that we have been in a pandemic. And all of this virtual, there are many things that get lost in translation and filtration of communication. And I live out of state, and I'm active duty. So I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm not going to sit on it and be unreasonable, but I didn't get it until almost the middle of last week. And while the law may say that's sufficient, I can't say that that's reasonable for anybody who's trying to protect and stay within the law of land use and ensure that they're not being encroached upon and there's not a situation occurring that could not only cause implications to me and my holding and my family, but also to the tenants that I am responsible for. But I don't think, I'm not arguing that you all can follow the letter of North Carolina law. I do think there is room for further consideration, considering the state that we have been in the last year, and the fact that I don't think the timeline accounts for people who live outside of the local area. Over.
I'd like to finish my comment to the mayor's question. Mayor, we were not going to take...
Oh, yes, sir. I thought you were.
Mayor, the proposed schedule is for council to take this matter up for consideration and action in the next monthly meeting in April. And if I recall the conversation, the comments correctly today, that seemed to be a sufficient time for this resident and property owner to provide her comments. And I'm sure council will take those into consideration before they act on the proposal. So I see no need to change the schedule or push it out another month. We weren't going to decide until April anyway.
Okay.
And thank you for that clarification, because that I was under the impression that you all were going to make a decision today or within 24 hours of this meeting. So thank you for clearing that up.
Any comments on council?
We can wait till April.
What? No, I don't have any comments.
Mayor.
Yes.
This might be a question for Mr. Edward. So when we have to take, because we're doing this virtually, we have to take comments
for an
extended period of time past today, correct?
The COVID legislation allows for comments with regards to a public hearing to be submitted in writing 24 hours thereafter.
Okay.
But I'm sure council would
We'll be more
consider anything and take it at any time.
So do we have anybody else in line with comments?
Yeah. My name is Jim Hayes, and I am part of an LLC that owns the property at 126 North 3rd Avenue. And we also would like some additional time to review these documents. And could you give us then a time that would be reasonable for the city council to review our comments? What would be a sentence? We didn't get them in prior to now. Would 2 weeks be fine with the city council?
I think that fits within April.
Yeah. So, Jim, did you want to, I'm sorry, yeah. Craig, did you want to say something about
this? Mr. Mayor, Craig Galbraith, chairperson of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Historic Preservation Commission. I'm sure as everybody knows, we have been looking at this now for well over a year. We have had numerous public hearings regarding this particular thing, all of which have been noted. So every single month we've had various meetings. These are public hearings. We've had...
Please mute your phones.
We've had a number of open hearings with the council to talk about these things. What I have heard from the two individuals here sound like it's more the type of thing that could possibly be cleared up in terms of understanding what this is all about, possibly by coming to the next HPC meeting prior to the decision that would be made by the town council. And I think a lot of the issues that I'm hearing and the concerns have to do with questions about the sort of things that we've been talking about for about the last year and a half and have tried to address on a regular basis. What I'd hate to have done is the council come in April and have a discussion that could be cleared up, I think, fairly quickly in terms of a lot of the issues regarding the recommended regulations and these sort of things. So
April 7th
is the next HPC meeting. So to me, you know, when we hear discussions about how it might affect residents and these sort of things, I just don't think that is... This just deals with exterior modifications of a significant type of thing. We've talked about this many times. So again, what I would recommend is that anybody who has concerns about this, if this is the first time they've looked at this, is that they might want to come to the April 7th meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission and raise the concerns, and we could address, I think, these things very, very carefully and very clearly because we've done it many, many times.
Yeah. What I would say, Craig, is I mean you're absolutely correct on the points that you have made, and it's not so much that I believe they are for or against this. I think they want to understand it,
exactly.
Right? Similar to the way that we as council have been engaged with our council and with yourself and planning and zoning to make sure that we were not in and doing something oppressive that would take away property rights. I am not afraid of them to understand the fine work that has been done here. What I believe is your recommendation is that comments get in to the P&Z or the HVC by April 7th?
Exactly. You know, we can probably address the concerns that have been raised here because we're probably familiar with all the concerns that will be raised and we can go ahead and discuss them. And what I want to make sure is that all the residents and property owners of the proposed district truly understand exactly what we're trying to do, what the regulations are, the fact that it is not going to hurt any sort of property values. In fact, all the evidence and empirical evidence that we've talked about is that it increases the property values for the historic district and these sort of things. And the effort that we've made in terms of trying to make this as streamlined and not offensive as possible in terms of trying to preserve the sort of things that we're preserving. I think we can address a lot of the concerns given that the two comments that I've heard so far are people that really aren't familiar with what we've done. And I think that these are the sort of things that we can address at the next HPC meeting so to clear up any sort of confusion that they might have about what is actually being proposed and how it might impact them.
Okay.
This is Amy Russo again. I have a question for you. So you mentioned that the HPC is on April 7th. So when is the next, the attorney mentioned that the town council will make a decision on this proposal in the April meeting. So when is the next town council meeting?
April 19th. Colonel Russo, it's April 19th. And for you and the person that had a question, this is Commissioner Hagler. I would encourage you to put anything to the town council in writing by the 14th of April. That gives the council time to review and then reach out to you and ask questions. That's when the town packet is for the following meeting is made by April 14th, that Wednesday. That should give you, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the other commenter's name, sufficient time. I also recommend that you accept Dr. Gilbraith's offer to attend the April 7th HPC meeting, which will be Zoom, so that you can ask questions of them as well.
Teams, not Zoom.
I know they're all different, right? But both of those. And then I encourage you to go back through the council meeting agendas, which are posted the day after every council, and you can search for all of this information for the last year that council has discussed this. Actually, it's longer than a year, as well as the HPC meeting notes to catch up on all the discussions, which could bring you up to speed. And I think council's sensitive to your request. Fortunately, as the attorney pointed out, council's not taking this up till April, which sounds like it meets the request you had, which is good. And please, we'll definitely add your email and any other emails that you send to council. And I'm sure all my fellow commissioners will review it just like they do everything that is sent to us prior to a meeting.
No, that's perfect, sir. Thank you. One other question I have, so how far back do I need to go? When was this historic overlay originally proposed?
It was actually proposed probably about December of 2019 is when we started working on it. However, we do have a couple specific HPC meetings, and we actually had a joint meeting with the county council about 2 or 3 months ago. That really do summarize all the issues, I think, that can be brought up. And so I don't think it's necessary to go back and look at every single council meeting or HPC meeting, but I think there might be 2 meetings, one an HPC meeting about 3 months ago, and then the joint session with town council about 2 months ago, that if you were to listen to the minutes of that or listen to the recording of that, I think that would answer a lot of questions. And we can certainly link you to that or identify which ones those are.
Yes. No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody else with comments on the phone? We're coming to the conclusion of this meeting, if there are not.
So, Mr. Rico, I have one more final comment. I apologize.
Yes.
Oh, this is good. I appreciate that Jeff Gilbraith, and I will take him up on that offer. I will go back, sir, and look at the previous minutes. But one other question I do have is, if there is a concern, and I have comments, and I am concerned and need to make a proposal to change something within that document, what will that process look like?
If you have concerns about the document, you certainly can bring them forward. Council will consider them and vote on the document. If you then have challenges within the document, should it become an ordinance of the town, then there are quasi-judicial ways that you can challenge decisions and challenge the ordinance as it might impact you personally. So there is a remedy within the process. Craig, you wanna help her with that for a moment?
The one thing I wanted to mention, because again, we do discuss this, I think, in our meetings, is we need to make sure that we do have your contact numbers, everybody who is interested, and we can send you the link or identify which meetings I think that you should go ahead and listen to, because we do talk about this, and our town attorney also talks about the quasi-judicial process. Certainly we're willing to address any of the issues. We're trying to make this as an open process as possible. And I think when you actually do listen to the recordings of the meetings, you'll see that we really try to answer all these questions.
And
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we will consider individual concerns, but decisions that we make, we will have to make for the benefit of all the citizens. So, but we are interested in anything you can find or anything you can bring up or any areas that you think need attention. Mr. Galbraith and our council and our Planning and Zoning Committee and the HPC Committee have worked on this a lot. They've dealt with a bunch of questions. And it wouldn't even hurt if you could send these particular meeting notes to your attorney. So from that regard,
I'll do it. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else on the line wish to make a comment?
I would.
Jim Hayes again. Like the Colonel, we are not local, so, you know, we just started this last week also. So, those of us who aren't local sometimes are a little behind the curve ball with where the rest of you are.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, sir. I think we can go with at least one more.
Thank you. I just want to know.
Name and address, please.
Yeah, name and address, please.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. How do you get our contact information connected?
Can you state your name and address for the record today?
Jeff Baxton.
Yes, sir. You can email the town clerk at m.sanders@townofcurriebeach.org, which is on our website.
Okay, that'll I can email that. I'll be able to get the information on what the meetings were that have the information that might be useful.
Yes, sir. If you sure. Just email her and let her know that that's what you're interested in, mm-hmm. Since she's pulling it for other people.
Yeah, we'll share.
Thank you. That's what I needed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll share whatever we have. This is an open process, and it is designed that way. Okay. It is now 5:33, and we will close the public comments meeting now.
Do we have
okay.
A person?